jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to go back 24 hours. This was out of yesterday's whatdoesitmean.com. And we're going to see what happened yesterday. This was Vladimir Putin. He had foreign ambassadors that were in Russia, and he told them, he said that the sanctions are taking the toll on Western states and the poorer countries. The West, the globalists, put sanctions on Russia, but it's the Western European nations and the poor nations that are really being affected. He says the world is undergoing a transformation, transitioning towards a multipolar order, which becomes the dominating vector of development. As for Russia, we will not deviate from our sovereign course. As a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, we intend to further promote a unifying international agenda, contribute to the resolution of numerous challenges and threats for our time, and help with the settlement of acute regional conflicts. This will be Russia's key talking point at the opening of the 77th session of the UN General Assembly. And last week, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he met with Vladimir Putin in Russia, and he was on the news, PBS NewsHour here in this country. And he stated that the discussions with President Putin at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit last week, he stated, "I realize that they are actually trying to finish this as soon as possible," meaning the conflict in Ukraine. And Putin and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, they're hoping will talk and to find a resolution for the conflict. And he said that we have a persistent desire to bring these leaders together. Let's bring them together. I want to hear everything from them. We haven't succeeded yet, but I'm not without hope. Well, he has more faith than I do. Then Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for the Kremlin, he said, yesterday at the same time, "At the moment, such a prospect cannot be observed." And then Putin, he stated, "Zelensky said publicly that he is not ready to talk to Russia. Well, if he's not, fine by us." But here's what Joe Biden didn't say anything about talks. But he did say that America is going, that American tanks are absolutely on the table. And then the new prime minister out of England, Liz Truss. Now, with Liz Truss, see, Boris Johnson is a Pilgrim Society operative. And he was used, the British people, they were tired of him. So what do? When you get tired of one personality, you put in another personality. You get tired of somebody that can't comb his hair because he's so full of his ego, then what you do is you get someone in that is a woman, and she's no different. She also was the handpicked by Pilgrim Society. She's an operative. She's just like Stalin was picked. I'm sorry, Lenin was picked by the Pilgrim Society to start the Bolshevik and be involved in the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. Same with Liz Truss. Now, she said that in 2023, her country is going to meet or exceed the amount of military aid that it spent on Ukraine this year. She's going to meet it or exceed it. And she declared, "My message to the people of Ukraine is this. The UK will continue to be right behind you every step of the way. Your security is our security." No, this is a New World Order globalist plan. And Russia is interfering with that, the plan, and throwing everything out of balance and delaying the New World Order from coming into existence, or actually it's in existence, but it is interfering with their agenda to eventually control. Now, the New World Order is going to be basically a Western order. It will be more of a Western order than a, you might say, Eastern China and Asia to the East order. It is a different, beast. It will be mainly the United States, Canada, the Five Eyes Nations, Europe. We'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
You're gonna drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors, eh? Located at 105 East Highway 2 in Kingsburg, right in the middle of town. Proud sponsors of Fake News Friday, on every Friday from 2 to 4. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khnc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Well, the Ukraine war, you know, it's half a world away. It's really not that important. Most of the American people, they don't care either way. They pick a side. Russia is evil. And Ukraine is good. NATO is good. They don't care. They don't see the importance of what's happening in Ukraine presently. It is a New World Order objective, a plan, to use Vladimir Zelensky to cause this conflict and strife with Russia, hoping that eventually they're going to provoke Russia to war. So what if there's a war over there? How does that affect us? Is it important? Well, I'm going to tell you how important it is. This is a operation. I see this and view this as a fulfillment, the beginning of a fulfillment of a big prophecy in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. I've talked about it before. I need to rehearse it. In that chapter, Russia is a great nation, and it will be great militarily, politically, and diplomatically. And Russia is going to eventually move into the Middle East to occupy, to take over, to have war and destroy Israel. Now, this war with Russia is in the last 10 years, in the last decade before Jesus Christ returns. And before Russia is destroyed, the city of Damascus and the terrorist groups surrounding Israel, there's going to be a war. And there's going to be, and Israel is going to be victorious. This war with Israel takes place before the Russian war. Now, both of these wars are in the last decade, in the last 10 years before Jesus Christ returns. Many Christians, people of faith, don't have any idea of the importance of what's happening in Ukraine. People internationally don't see the significance of it. But if you view it from the Bible, you'll see that when the Russian war takes place, after Israel destroys Damascus, after Israel moves into and occupies present-day Jordan, after Israel destroys all of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel to the north, to the east, to the south, southeast, and to the Gaza, and in the Gaza Strip, after that war, then Russia will come down. We're watching presently as this is a partial mobilization of Russia's military. Just beginning. This is the beginning of her dressing or getting dressed or getting ready for the conflict in the Middle East. And in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, there is a important thought. Russia doesn't want to go south. Russia is content to stay right where she is. Russia will be content to win the battle in Ukraine. She doesn't want to move into Israel or to the Jordan, the battlefield in present-day Jordan. She doesn't want to go there. But God said he's going to put hooks in the jaw of Gog, the nation of Magog. He's going to put hooks in the jaw and drag Russia down. I think that Vladimir Putin is the man that God has been using to make Russia great, to make her very powerful. He is the man that God is using to diplomatically work out the diplomatic negotiations with people surrounding Russia, the nations that are also going to come with Russia. Iran, I believe, maybe troops from Germany. I also think that Ukraine will send troops down too. So it may be that somehow the puppet of the globalists, Zelensky, in the Ukraine, something may happen and troops from Ukraine will also come to the battle in Israel, in present-day Jordan. Ethiopia is going to come. Libya is going to come. This is important because once the city of Damascus is destroyed, and it's going to be destroyed, Isaiah chapter 17 talks about Damascus being removed from off of the face of the earth, being completely leveled. The only thing that will be able to enjoy that area are going to be the sheep, the animals, the sheep herders. Damascus is going to come to her end. When that happens, we are in the decade of Christ's return. At the end of that decade, Christ will return. Armageddon will take place. Many people, when Russia invades Israel or moves her troops into the Middle East, are going to think that this is Armageddon. It is not Armageddon. Armageddon, the Chinese are at Armageddon. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, the Chinese are not there. Russia will be there. And 7+ years later, at the Battle of Armageddon, Russia will not be at the Battle of Armageddon. Russia is destroyed 7+ years before the Battle of Armageddon. America will be at Armageddon. America won't be at the Russian invasion, nor will China. But eventually, America and China, the armies of the West, the armies of the world, the armies of Islam, they will all be at Armageddon. But Russia will not be there. We are watching presently. People don't realize prophecies in the Bible. So the war in Ukraine is it's insignificant. Yes, it's causing hardship to people in Europe. Their gas prices are going up by 5 times. Industry is collapsing, industry is shutting down. But in America, in the land of opportunity, we have to pay a little bit more for fuel, higher prices, inflation. But the thing is this, in spite of that, we in the West are, for the most part, okay here in Babylon. Now, today, Putin ordered mobilization for war with collective West rather than Ukraine. So he is switching his strategy. Now, It says, in the Constitution of the Russian Federation, the government cannot instigate a military conflict unless it is for immediate defense of the motherland and thereafter approved by the citizens. And yesterday, the citizens voted overwhelmingly to support the operation in Ukraine. And Putin responded with an emergency televised address. And he stated that immediately there is going to be a partial mobilizing of Russian military forces. He said that the West has crossed every line in its aggression and anti-Russian policy. And we constantly hear threats against our country and our people. So he said, I consider it necessary to take the following, to make the following decisions, to take the following steps. They are fully adequate to the threats we face, namely, to protect our motherland, its sovereignty, and the territorial integrity, to ensure the security of our people and people in the liberated territories. I consider it necessary to support the proposal of the Ministry of Defense and the General Staff on conducting partial mobilization in Russia. This is the beginning, a continued mobilization of the Russian army and the Russian troops and the Russian war machine. We are in the last decade. I say this repeatedly. The signs that are in the New Testament, the Old Testament, in the book of Revelation, that talk about the time in which we live, all of the pieces are here. One of the big pieces I talked about yesterday, we are being transformed from human to human plus something else. I was listening to a program and I remembered that in the Star Wars, Darth Vader was partially human and partially robot or exotic technology. We have the technology right now that is transforming a healthy human being into Chimera. I'm a healthy guy. Well, if I take the swab up my nose, they have just infected me with genetic altering properties. The green fly DNA. And I can become part insect. Remember the movie The Fly? Years ago, where the guy is—he gets in a chamber, and they're going to morph him into something. I forget; it's been a long time. There was a fly in there, and he's infected with the DNA of a fly, and eventually he turns into a fly, Brundle fly. If you get the vaccination, you also get another, more properties that are going to make you an antenna, that are going to make you internally, you're going to have structures with these graphene oxide, and they're going to begin to build things inside of you. Now, with what they're doing with the graphene oxide and with the radiator fluid, I'm trying to remember the technical name for it. They're going to be able to modify who you are and your physical structure. They can actually begin to grow another limb or extra fingers or an extra head. I was watching on beforeitsnews.com, a guy that had been in the military, and he'd been injected with who knows how many different properties of these whatever. And he's actually showing on his elbow something is an additional appendage on his left and on his right. And his eyes were turning into that of a snake. We'll be back. Down the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole we go. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Well, if you're hoping that America, you'll get some help from this present administration and the administrations to follow, you are in la-la land. You, this nation, according to the evidence and the people that are in power in this nation, these are truly the monsters at the end of the world. The evidence that we're at the end of the world is undeniable. You have the wars that are coming, I'm presenting to you, in Ukraine. You have the globalists, the New World Order globalists. doing everything possible to destroy Vladimir Putin and his objectives and his dialogue with Xi Jinping. And these two nations are working together. Yes, China has ambitions to become the hegemon of the world. Russia doesn't. That is not Russia's objective. Russia is in a perfect place, being at the right place at the right time, to just be a great nation, prosperous, and living at peace. China, on the other hand, no. They are looking for world hegemony. And guess who put that spirit in China? It was the United States of America via the Rockefeller family and Rockefeller Associates. And they were making China great. China got a taste of greatness, a taste of economic, they were economically just on, they're still to a great degree on top of the world. Well, they don't want to enjoy just economic prosperity. No, they want power. They're not going to get it. China's not going to invade America. China's not going to destroy America. Russia's not going to nuke America. It's not in the Bible. America is going to destroy the nations of the world once the individual that comes out of the shadows takes office in this country. When he takes office, that will be the final individual with power in this country. Once he's in office, and it's not Joe Biden, he's controlling Joe Biden, he's directing Joe Biden, he's using Joe Biden, and all the tar and all the dirt and everything evil is, the egg is on Joe Biden's face. But when this other individual returns to power, he's going to be squeaky clean, you watch, and everybody's going to welcome him to a great degree, except for the people that realize this guy is not going to be what you think he is. He's going to take his mask off when he returns. Russia will not destroy America. China will not invade America. Russia's destiny is very shortly, she's going to be destroyed when she attacks with other nations, Israel, on the battlefields of present-day Jordan. America, her destiny is Armageddon, and the forces of American forces and the forces of the West out of Europe and the armies of the of China and the Asian sisters, India, all those nations, the Islamic ISIS, Hezbollah, those that are remaining after Israel destroys the terrorists around her country, they also will, once those that don't die, they're going to be at Armageddon. The evidence that we're in the last 10 years is too great. The signs are evident. The big sign, transhumanism. They've been planning it. They forced their operation with the virus. And I was telling you in the last segment about this guy. He's growing an extra appendage where his elbow is, on both arms, an extra appendage from the nano stuff that they're doing. They can build new hands. They've been talking about this, building hands, building new feet, new limbs. Well, this is a reality. This guy, he had both of his hands, both of his arms. He's just fine. Then, on his shin, on his right leg, he runs his hand up and down. He had shorts on. He runs his hand up and down his shin, and within a minute and a half, all of a sudden, this thing starts to swell up. It's like he has something living in his leg, it raised off his leg, off of his shin, by at least an inch. So whatever he's doing to touch it, this thing responds. It's internal. What kind of horror do you think that is? What kind of, I mean, if anybody should have anxiety, this guy should be full of anxiety. This guy should be full of terror and the horror of something in him that he can't see. But he's growing extra elbows or extra limbs where his elbows are on the outside. We're at the end of the world. And the people that should know that we're at the end of the world, the Christian people, the religious people of the world in the seven churches of God in Revelation chapter 1, they Christians who should know are clueless. They don't realize it. The great army, the great Christian army of God, for the most part, is very few in number, but there are some. Now, the army of the chin that in the ranks of the children of the devil, let's talk in these terms. In the ranks of the children of the devil, and these people that have put this type of technology together, I'm not even talking about other technology that have put together technology to flood Japan out into oblivion. Have you seen what's happening in Japan? Who can trigger earthquakes? Did you hear, see what happened in Taiwan? This is another technology. This is off-world technology. I have an article that I just printed up. This was yesterday. No, this is today. The House of Representatives, Tim Burchett, he highlighted the UFO cover-up by the intelligence agencies in the Department of Defense. UFOs are not something interstellar. They're not something from other planets. These things are demons. It's the demonic world where the Satan and the fallen angels dwell. That is what UFOs are. They're spirits. Well, I'll tell you what he had to say in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
The P.E. Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
For the people that can't see that technology has become the great evil in the world, technology can be used for evil or for good. But what are they using it for? Coal the nations, coal the people of the earth, to coal the good people and the humble people of the world. Because that's what they do. You, in the first epistle of John, he presents something that is very interesting. He says there are the children of God and the children of the devil. Those that do righteousness are the children of God. Those that do unrighteousness are of the devil. And the technology that's come into the world has come in through fallen angels who have made alliances, agreements through demons, who have blinded individuals and made deals with mankind. They're allowed to bring in what we call UFO technology. No, there are no UFOs, unidentified objects. No, what you're seeing are fallen angels or demons masquerading as off-planet, out in the universe type of entities from other planets. No, no, no. They are centered, all the demonic forces of the devil are centered right here on earth, and their objective is to destroy mankind, to deceive mankind into believing there is no God, number one. There is evolution. We came from something in water. They're taking, if you want to say what they're, if you want to see what they're really doing, they're taking primordial slime, taking all of the bad elements of it and injecting it into individuals. My wife and I, we watched this morning these videos of people, numerous videos of people who all of a sudden they're young, they're healthy, and they fall over and they shake and they die. We watched video or I don't know how many people we watched, 20, 25 people that have been vaccinated that are standing, and all of a sudden their eyes go blank, they fall over, and they start shaking, they stiffen up, and they die right there. A comedian, she was up on the stage getting her laughs, and she said, you know, Jesus must love me because I had the vax and I'm just fine. She went into a seizure and died on the spot. You're not going to mock God. You think you can mock God? You're not going to mock him. The world now more than ever before, because of the technology and the evil of the children of the devil, more than ever before, the people of this world need the Lord Jesus Christ. They need him more than ever. And if you've had the vaccinations, you better, if you're not a believer, you better pray and ask God to please give you eternal life, forgive your sins, and you better ask him, please, I repent. Forgive me for everything I've ever spoken against you, for all my sins, because you don't know if you've been vaccinated. You don't know if you're going to be standing, walking. We saw a couple of people on the edge, a train on the edge of these subways. The guy has one of these seizures. He hits the ground, rolls, falls into the down where the tracks are. He died instantly. But with this kind of evil, this kind of evil, this is why I'm presenting this to you. We're at the end of the world. The world now is going to have to make a decision. The people of the world are going to have to decide. You don't know when your day is. You don't know when your second is or your minute. If you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, you better really start thinking about it. Because if you've been vaccinated, you don't know. From one second to the next, you are playing Russian roulette. You don't know what can happen. Transhumanism, taking a perfectly normal species and mutating it to become something else. And I had talked about the NIH, the National Institute of Health, has stated that people that have had the vaccinations, should they have a child, they do not consider that child to be human. That child is a different species. This is from the National Institute of Health. They, in their papers, say that people that have been vaxxed, male, female, when that mother is pregnant, the child, which should be a child in the womb, is not human because it is a different species. Yes, it does have human DNA, but it has a blend of other DNA from other creatures. This is the world that we live in. This is a, you know, I talk about and I play this song, Allison, out the White Rabbit, Down the Rabbit Hole. Everything that has been down that rabbit hole that is invisible, is coming out of that rabbit hole into the world. And what is it that's coming out of that rabbit hole? The demons of hell, they are coming out and they are deceiving and have possessed the men who are doing this evil. They are possessed. And they willingly have allowed themselves to become the children of the devil. That's it for today. The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
is a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
On Sunday, 9 to noon, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I talk about the prophecies and the time that we're in, the signs of the time that we're in. Join me at 9 Sunday mornings. It's a three-hour program. You can piece it out, 30 minutes here, 15 minutes there. It's archived on 1360KHNC.com to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. And I want to thank those that have supported the Present Truth. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I would appreciate your continued support, because this way it gives me the... I've added an hour from 4 days a week to five. And so these are prime hours here. So if you want to continue to support me for the Present Truth, I forgot the P.O. box, but it's here at Johnstown. You know, it's the KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado. I appreciate it. And then if you do support, put on the memo that is for the Present Truth. That way I know it comes in and it comes to, and it's applied to, lets people know that this is the program you're listening to. Now, with this matter of the graphene oxide, this thing is building, this stuff is building structures within the individuals that have taken these shots. It is being sprayed in the atmosphere. It is being, we're being bombarded with it. Oh, thank you. Jack just brought in the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 104, I knew that. P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado. For supporting the Present Truth. Thank you very much. And in the past, for all those that would, give a silver dollar or a silver coin here or there, I want to thank you too. I appreciate that in the past and everything you guys do presently. Now, with the graphene oxide, watching these videos this morning, these people that just, they're young. They just have a seizure and fall over, and within minutes they're dead. And there's nothing you can do to help them. And then they were showing some of these young children that they're going to give the vaccinations to. And these little kids, they're perceptive. It's not the needle they were afraid of. There's something else that they didn't want. And they are fighting, and they are kicking, and they are screaming, trying to keep these people from giving them a shot. These wicked people. Again, in the first epistle of John, chapter 3, John talks about the children of God and the children of the devil. We call them Satanists. And they didn't have that vernacular then, but we do now. And it says, everyone that doeth not righteousness is of the devil. Anybody that is doing this type of unrighteousness, you know who they are from. You know where they come from. You know who they serve. So for now, have a good evening. Have a great supper. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, the Present Truth.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.